They plan to meet in private. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. The nine justices of the Supreme Court will gather on Thursday. It's their first scheduled meeting since the leak of a draft opinion that would overturn Roe versus Wade. On Wednesday, Senate Democrats failed to advance a bill to codify access to abortion nationwide.
We are going to focus on this issue again and again and again between now and November.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Democrats are melting down because the Supreme Court may uphold a Mississippi law that would limit abortion after 15 weeks.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Protesters again showed up outside the homes of high court justices. Another dip for the Dow. It was down more than 300 points amid worries about inflation.
Inflation down slightly compared to last month, but prices, they still remain incredibly elevated, and anyone who goes to the grocery store is seeing it. Meat, that is up 14%. Then you take a look at eggs, 22%. Milk up over 14%.
Fox's Madison Allworth. While visiting a farm in Illinois, President Biden again blamed inflation on the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. To Ukraine, where Russian forces have reportedly blocked all evacuation routes out of Mariupol. Some residents are said to be cooperating with Russian troops in exchange for food. Negotiations are also underway to possibly exchange Russian prisoners of war for injured Ukrainian fighters who remain holed up at a steel plant. Severe storms are rumbling through the upper Midwest, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and hail. Hundreds of lightning strikes have been reported in the Minneapolis area. Tens of thousands are said to be without power. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Israel is promising a full investigation into the death of a veteran journalist with Al Jazeera, who was also an American citizen. Shireen Abu Akleh was shot and killed in the West Bank during an Israeli raid. Lior Hyatt is a spokesman for Israel's foreign ministry.
Free press is fundamental for Israel and for all democracies, and as such, journalists must be protected.
Al Jazeera maintains Abu Akleh was killed by Israeli forces. Israel is asking the Palestinians to provide the bullet that killed the journalist. A convicted killer has been put to death in Arizona.
Clarence Dixon was executed at Arizona's Florence prison for the murder of Dina Bowden 44 years ago. In 2008, when DNA evidence linked Dixon to her murder, he was already in prison for sexual assault. One of the media witnesses to his lethal injection was Fox 10 anchor Troy Hayden, who said Dixon's last words were that maybe he would see Dina on the other side, that he doesn't remember her.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Dixon was the sixth person to be executed in the U.S. this year. A cop killer in New Jersey will soon be free. Sandita Akoli was granted parole nearly 50 years after the murder of a state trooper.
May of 1973, investigators say Akoli and two other members of the Black Liberation Army were stopped by police. Then there was a shootout. Akoli's lawyer tells me even prosecutors, though, have said he probably didn't pull the trigger.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. New Jersey's PBA called the ruling by the state Supreme Court an outrage and a slap in the face to every officer. A tour boat sailing off the Galapagos Islands caught fire and sank, but the 15 tourists and 10 crew members were all rescued. A nearby vessel carried out that rescue, according to Ecuador's Navy. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.